Hello and welcome. Huda Ayoob, and you're listening to your favorite program, English World. Let's listen together to our favorite story, The Lion and the Mouse. It's hot and it's sunny this summer's day, deep in the jungle, the animals say. Here comes a lion, the king of this land. He's big and he's strong, and proudly he stands.
Listen, you all, I'm going to sleep. Be quiet, everybody. Nobody's big.
King Lion lies down under the trees, and everyone's quiet, even the bees. There is Mrs. Mouse, a little white thing. She comes out of her house and she starts to sing.
It's sunny, it's warm, it's a wonderful day. Let's go for a swim. What do you say?
Be quiet, Mrs. Mouse. Don't stay here. Go back to your house. King Lion is near.
Don't worry, he's sleeping. Don't worry. I say, I'm going to be careful. I'll swim far away.
So away she goes. She counts 1, 2, 3 and splashes her toes where he cannot see. But soon she forgets the lion is there. She swims very close to the lion's hair.
What is that? What is the matter?
A noise I hear. My eyes tell me a mouse is near.
I'm sorry, lion. I'm sorry, my king. But this summer day is good for a swim. Don't eat me. Dear lion, I'll help you one day. Please let me go. What do you say?
That's funny. You'll help me one day. You're too small for me. Just go far away.
A long time later, on another hot day, a noise much greater, the mouse hears a far way. She runs to the lion, and what does she see? He's in a net hanging under the tree. The lion is sad, he roars, and he cries, this is so bad. There are tears in his eyes.
Don't worry, my friend, don't worry, my king, your troubles will end when I bite through this thing.
So, she starts to bite the ropes of the net, and soon he falls through and lands on his head.
Thank you, my friend. I won't forget you. We'll always be friends, and I'll protect you.
You're welcome, dear lion. Now you can see, no matter how small, a good friend I'll be.
And this is the end of our story. See you next time in a new story. Thanks for listening.
Hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome. Huda Ayoob, and you're listening to your favorite program, English World. What about being brave? Do you like people who are brave? And do you think that brave people have responsibilities or not? Let's talk about brave. In our story, Brave.
Many years ago, when I was a wee girl, on perfect day of my parents, my father, Fergus, the king, gave me a pow. But as I started practicing, I saw something in the forest. And then suddenly, Mordu, the bear, showed up. The battle was fierce, and my father lost his leg. Mordu disappeared back into the forest. Years have gone by, and life has changed for all of us. Those are my brothers, the princes Hamish, Hubert, and Harris. We devils more like. I'm the princess. I'm the example. I have got duties, responsibilities, expectations.
A princess must be knowledgeable about her kingdom.
My whole life is planned out of preparing for the day I become, my mother. But every once in a while, there is a day when I don't have to be a princess. To be continued. This is not the end of our story. To be continued. See you soon. Bye.